Heading into the first weekend of May, every Friday, we talk to our friend Megan from Camp By Mama. You can find her on Instagram at Camp By Mama. Are you excited for the first weekend of May, Megan? The weather's getting nicer, too.
Yes. I'm loving this warm weather and being outside for sure. What about you?
Yeah, it's the best. I'm really excited about it. And we got some, it was funny, last weekend it started up. I always say this, all the events with STAR start up in the springtime. It's just that they all come at once on the weekends.
Yes, I know. It's crazy. Like, I get invited to all these events, and then there's family stuff going on, too. So it's that time of year when we're having lots of fun with the family and being outside.
Totally. So tomorrow, I'm actually going to be out in Derby at Griffin Hospital for their annual baby fair. So it's at the Childbirth Center at Griffin Hospital, and it's their annual baby fair that went on a three-year hiatus, and now it's back. So this is the first year it's back. It's at 10 a.m. tomorrow. It goes till 2. I'll be there starting at 10, and it's a really great event for expected parents, new parents. You know, if you're just starting your family, the Childbirth Center, you can learn about the maternity ward, the childcare resources, and it's a free event. So you can just show up. There'll be vendors, raffles, door prizes. You can get tours of the Childbirth Center, more information about that. So if you live around here and that's somewhere that you're going to be going, if you're having a baby, it would be a great event to go to.
That's a great one, Kevin. And everyone should go out and support you and see you at that event.
Totally. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Come say hey. And then Sunday, May 5th, this Sunday, the Street Team, STAR Street Team, is going to be out at the Circle of Care 10th annual Care to Run 5K, which is a community walk event that supports children with cancer. So a tremendous cause. And it's at Merwin Meadows Park in Wilton. So Sunday morning, if you want to go out and see STAR there, you can do a walk.
That sounds really fun. And on my list this weekend, Holi Fest, India's Festival of Colors. This is on Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. in Greenwich. It's at the Roger Sherwin Baldwin Park. This event is expected to draw nearly 1,500 people of all ages for a day of music, dancing, fun activities, and, of course, an epic color throw. Have you ever seen one of these, Kevin?
No.
Where, like, you're, like, all in, like, T-shirts, and you get, like, colored by all these, like, colors. Have you seen when they do these kind of cool events?
No, but that sounds awesome. So they basically, like, paint your shirts as as you're doing it?
Well, it's like an explosion of color. So it's like all done at the same time, and it's pretty cool, and they do it every year, and it's back.
That sounds great. That's really fun.
Yes. And then also this weekend, the Spring Bird Breakfast, that's on Saturday. It's at the Greenwich Audubon Center. It's from 8:30 to 11, free admission. Pre-registration is required. You can join fellow bird lovers of all ages as they observe the birds, and you can enjoy a delicious breakfast. And I know my son loves birds. I don't know if your daughters do, but this is a really cute event that they do.
They do, and it's great in the morning, too. I love that this is a breakfast event because you hear the sounds of the birds while you're eating breakfast. There's something special about that. That's neat.
Yes. Totally.
Right in the middle of spring, this is when all the events are starting up. First weekend of May, every Friday, we talk to Megan from Camp By Mama. You can find her on Instagram at Camp By Mama. So what else we got going on for events this weekend, Megan?
Pet Pantry Warehouse in New Canaan has an event this Saturday. It's 11 to 4 p.m. and the location is at the New Canaan Nature Center. This event features an ice cream parlor, a pet pantry bone bar, doggy beer garden, doggy lovers lure coursing, two scavenger hunts, and it's a really great event for you and your dog and your family, and it's super cute. Did you like that one, Kevin?
Parlor. Yeah, I like how they, I see what they did there. I like that. I like all the puns on the names, and I can imagine all these different dog stations in my head with how they describe them. That's funny.
Yeah, so that's going on. And then also there's a cherry blossom tour on Saturday at Mill River Park in Stamford. You can embark on a journey through Cherry Tree Grove, followed by a timeless art of flower pressing. This is $3 per person. Ages 5 and below are complimentary. And they also are offering a spring scavenger hunt for young ones as well. So if you love cherry blossoms like I do, and do you like cherry blossoms or your girls, Kevin?
It's great. This is the time of year when you see them. It also like shows me that spring's here, that the nice weather's here. It's a good feeling seeing the cherry blossom.
Yes, and I feel like we only have like a few more days with them because I feel like it's like a 2-week time period and then it's done.
Yeah, it's a short window. Yeah, definitely.
Yes. And then also this weekend, Day Out with Thomas. This is in Essex. It's all weekend. You can pop on aboard a train ride adventure with Thomas and the Tank Engine. Purchase tickets in advance is highly recommended because it does sell out. Get there early. They have lots of activities, games, photo ops. You can ride on the train. There's food. I've taken my kids before in the past, and this is always a great event. And are you a big Thomas fan in your house, Kevin, and your family?
Yeah, you know what? Like, they've definitely seen it before, but they've never really got, like really into it. But the Essex train, like, we did the Christmas time thing there when they did the Polar Express, and it's fantastic. Yeah. I feel like this would be just as fun, the Thomas the Tank Engine. That's cool.
Yeah, no, it's a good time. And I remember taking my daughter, Ava, who isn't even a big Thomas fan back in the day, and she still had a great time.
Yeah.
So check out that this weekend, too. And then finishing off this week with my mom quote. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
If I have to stir it, it's homemade.
Yes, a mac and cheese. Whenever I make the mac and cheese Annie's in the box, it's homemade. Yeah, I stirred the cheese and milk in.
Yeah, I thought this was a good one because I'm not a big fan of cooking. So I feel like when I do have to cook and someone asks me in my house, I'm like, oh, yeah, I made it. Or like when we go to someone's house and I, you know, buy the cookies at Costco and then put them on a plate and act like I made them, you know.
Yeah, if you didn't Uber Eats it or order it out, then it's homemade. Yeah, if you stirred it up,
no one will know.
It's true. All right, Megan, thanks so much. Follow her on Instagram @CampByMama, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Talk to you next week.